Chapter 7. The Old Man and the Letter. The letter envelope had his name written in cursive, but it was a very old-looking type of cursive. He noticed the envelope was made of very elegant and vintage material. In his hands, it felt strangely familiar, but somehow foreign. On the back of the envelope was a seal. The seal was like something he had seen in the movies. It was melted wax with a symbol embedded in the middle. Somehow, he could make out the symbol. It was Cheshme. He had never seen this symbol before, yet something about it stirred a faint memory, as if he had seen it in a dream he couldn't recall or in a story his grandmother once whispered when he was too young to understand. He was about to open the letter when the doctor walked into the room. As the doctor began to speak, he could feel a slight pain go through his shoulder. The doctor explained that he had a severe tear in the ligament and that he had also broken his collarbone. The doctor explained he would need extensive surgery and it would be at least a year of rehab. He was devastated. His dreams of playing football were shattered. He started to cry uncontrollably. His mother and father had come in with the doctor. The doctor had shared the news with them before walking in.
"This injury is not the end of the world," said his father.
His mother, who still struggled with some of her grief, said, "Baby, it will be okay." The doctor had seen this before. He knew that young athletes' identities were wrapped up in their playing sports. He knew that physically he would recover, but it was a longer process for him to confront this. The nurse walked in and gave him his pain pills. He continued to cry and started to eventually feel the pain pills kick in. He had forgotten about the letter. His parents and everyone eventually left the room. He closed his eyes, finding himself falling asleep to the humming sound of the refrigerator across the hall at the nurse's station. He was suddenly awakened by an old black man with a long gray beard walking with a cane.
"This situation is not your destiny," spoke the old man with a somewhat gasping voice. "Your eyes will see so much more than Mississippi," said the old man.
The next morning, he walked down the hall and noticed people crying. He looked in and saw the old man. "What happened?" he asked.
"The old man passed away in his sleep yesterday, and his family found him this morning," said the nurse.
"Was he at the hospital when he died?" he asked.
"No," said the nurse.
"Where was he?"
"The family said he was in his room at home reading," said the nurse.
He knew he had seen the man last night, but now he wondered.
"They are pretty upset because he was not sick and just suddenly passed away," said the nurse.
He thought to himself, "I saw him last night, but he was being told that the man was in his home." He slowly walked back to his room. He sat down on his bed and picked up the letter. He opened it. It was written in a very eloquent style, almost foreign, but he could make out the words. It said,
"Your eyes will see much more than Mississippi."
It was exactly what the old man had said. He lay down and went to sleep. This time, he actually fell asleep and started dreaming. In his dream, he saw the old man again. This time, the old man was sitting in a chair near a fireplace, looking at a book of pictures. The room around him was dim and lit only by the fireplace flames. Shadows danced on the walls, forming shapes that shifted into landscapes. He motioned for the boy to come over and showed him glimpses of the pictures. There was a desert, endless and golden, the sun hanging low like a burning coin.
The sand moved in slow waves, and in the distance, an eye-shaped oasis shimmered.
"This is where you will learn thirst," the old man said. "Thirst for truth. Thirst for purpose."
There was a huge forest, ancient and towering, the trees whispering secrets in a language older than time. Lights filtered through the branches in the shape of an eye.
"This is where you will learn to listen," the old man said. "Not with your ears, but with your spirit."
There was an ocean, vast and restless, waves crashing with the force of 1,000 voices. Foam curled into the shape of an eye before dissolving.
"This is where you will learn surrender," he said, "to let go of what you cannot hold."
And there was a mountain, tall and cold, its peak piercing the clouds. Snow swirled around it like a white veil, and carved into the stone was the same symbol, Cheshme.
"This is where you will learn to rise," the old man said, "to see from above what you could not see below."
He looked at the old man, confused but drawn in. "What does the symbol mean?" he asked. The old man closed the book gently.
"It means eye," he said, "but not the eye you see with, the eye that sees you, the eye that sees your path before you walk it, the eye that sees beyond Mississippi, beyond pain, beyond fear."
The old man leaned forward.
"Your eyes will see each of these places, and when you do, you will understand who you are meant to become."
The boy reached out to touch the book and woke up gasping.